Next Level You on KFOR FM 103.3, 1240 AM. For the last 12 weeks, it has been our privilege to learn about Alivation Health, a dream of Dr. Walt Duffy's. It's been our privilege to have Matt Duffy, his son, in to talk about everything from EEGs to brain health to computer and security technology. That was Nate Bird in 1 week. Matt talked about the role of Alivation Health, transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS. And today I not only have Matt in the studio, but I have Dr. Walt Duffy, Matt's father, whose dream it has always been to create a structure like Alivation Health. Dr. Duffy, thank you very much for taking time
for having us, Dale.
Step into the studio. You're a very busy man. Matt, and welcome back.
Always happy to be here.
As I mentioned, we've talked about a lot of things, but we never put the why to it, Dr. Duffy. Why do you do what you do at Alivation Health, taking in all of these components, everything from mental behavioral health to you have a pharmacy there, you have primary care there, you have research going on there, all in the same building. Why?
This guy asked me that a lot, you know, Dale. So
we'll get his opinion after yours.
I guess I've always been driven by the why not. So I you know, in my world, and I think in our world, the Alivation Health, I am driven more by when I am seeing patients, do we have on board in our organization what we need to take care of patients? We know that traditional medicine treats about maybe 20% of the mental health patients that are out there, that they get them all the way to well. But 80% of them are not all the way to well, fully functioning, all their symptoms resolved, in remission. And we see more and more of those. We're sort of a referral center for patients who have failed treatments other places. And if I can't help somebody get to remission, I don't feel like I'm doing my job. I don't feel like I've done enough to help them, and our organization has done enough to help them. So we look for, whether it's technology, people, new treatments, whatever we can do to get people to that next level. That's why we have that in our tagline. So we will keep pushing, and I'll keep pushing my team until we can get everybody all the way there. You know, as Simon Sinek, I think, states in some of the stuff he doesn't know if he'll ever realize what he's doing as his full dream to get it all done. But I'm just the type of person that I will keep pushing until we get there.
Matt, you, the same question. Why do you do what you do at Alivation Health? Or do you see it the way your father sees it? And that is, why not?
Yeah, why not's definitely a component of it. But I think it goes to a next level in that too. Right? We like to use the term next level a lot. So when we look at healthcare, we're not unique from other people. Our family has a lot of people in it who have had a rough go of it with health. I have a cousin who dealt and died from cancer. Mental health has been a huge issue in our immediate family and extended family. We have patient or people in our family who deal with illnesses in other areas. And we see a lot of people who don't get all the way better, right? Or it takes a long time for them to get better, or we're not getting the answers that we want to get. And as patients, we're not happy with that experience, for maybe lack of a better way to put it. So we look at the experiences that we're not happy with in terms of outcomes with patients and say, well, shouldn't we do it better where we are? So two things I think that we really try and focus on is, one, like you just heard my dad said, we're focused on the 80%. We're not focused on the 20% of people who can get better through other means, because they are getting better. There are systems up out there to help them get better. They're already being taken care of. If those people come to us, great, we're happy to help, but that's not the population that we're setting up to take care of. We're setting up to take care of the population who needs something more than they can get other places. The other piece of it is patients should have the right to have knowledge of what they can do to get better. And this is a real difficult one to talk about, I think, sometimes in healthcare, is what role does your provider play in your outcomes or your treatment? And we look at it and say, our role is to tell you if you want to have the opportunity to get better or go to that next stage of your care, it's your choice. You have the right to know. So we don't say, oh, your insurance won't cover, so we're never going to tell you that it's an option. Or we don't think you can afford it, so we're never going to tell you it's an option. That's not our place in your care to make the determination around your financial situation or your ability to handle the care or your ability to comply with it. There may be conversations that have to take place around that, but you have a part in that to play, and really ultimately it's your choice. But I've dealt personally with a lot of providers out there, not just in Lincoln, but across the country, who will say, oh, I'm never going to tell my patient that X is an option because I don't think they can pay for it. And I respond to them and say, well, who do you even know who's paying for that person's health care?
But in the world in which you are operating, we are a quick fix society. Are your patients patient? How do you talk to them about being patient in order to get better?
Well, that's a very good question. And you're right. We are a quick fix society. People want to come in and get fixed very quickly. Mm-hmm. Usually by the time we see them, they have tried multiple quick fixes, correct? So pointing that out to them that, hey, I know where you are now. We're on a journey together. I'm going to lay out the roadmap for you. You're going to tell me how we're going to sort of navigate that journey. We'll keep other routes open if you choose to go those routes. But I'm going to tell you what my experience has been going down these various routes. You know, today we have a lot of students that rotate with us. And we came out of a room and one of the students asked me, well, what is your favorite medicine to use with a patient with, you know, depression? And I said, well, you know, it's not that simple. You know, let's talk about the characteristics of the patient, their family history, what things we offer. And she says, oh my gosh, it's not black and white like the textbook. It's a little gray. And, you know, I think we as an organization are comfortable living in the grayness with you. That does not make us uncomfortable. You know, our goal is to help you along that journey get better. It would be great if we got everybody to remission and they never had any more symptoms. You know, we're not there yet in brain health. We're to the point of getting your symptoms into remission and hoping keeping them into remission. There are some folks who they get into remission and they never come back and they're able to come off meds. As Matt has talked before, some people go through the transcranial magnetic stimulation. They get cured and their symptoms don't come back. But there are 15 to 20% who have to come back through it. So it's discussing laying out that roadmap for them and say, hey, we're on a journey together. And I'm here, you know, you can call us. As Matt's talked before, we have a clinic. If you call in acutely and you need to be seen, we get you in. We've always believed that if you're calling and you need to be seen as a new patient in 24 to 48 hours, we'll get you in. So we're there acutely if you need it while we help you along the journey.
Has right? It turned out the way you envisioned it? You talk about this being your vision, your goal. Has it turned out, when you close your eyes, do you see what you wanted to see before you started this journey?
Not yet. I'm surprised that we have actually gotten as far as we have. You know, building a larger psychiatric brain health practice was probably as far as I thought we might get. I never knew if we would cross that threshold to get integrated health into our building. Now that is a challenge that we're working on to make that to fruition. We've come farther than I thought we would come at this point, but am I pleased with where we're at? I know, because there's still a lot of people suffering. And we go back to the first broadcast. You know, my dad had a major mental health illness. And so I guess when I personally see patients and as our organization, I'm just saying, you know, would I be happy if this is where my dad was left off? And I'm not happy yet.
Matt, where do you see the future? I'm turning to a younger generation here.
Yeah, you should, if you don't mind. That's what needs to happen.
Where do you see the future?
Yeah, it's really the same thing that you've been hearing him talk about. That we're not happy as long as there's people in our office who aren't at their max potential yet. And today we don't have all the answers, right? There are some people that we can help, but we don't have what can get them all the way back yet. And we view our role as it's our responsibility to go find that next thing so we can bring it in and offer it to you. Because if we're not looking, who's looking? And the caveat that I always say to people about why my dad's never happy at outcomes is it's really not about our clinic. I don't think he'll ever be happy until everybody in the world is fixed, because he has goals and aspirations beyond just us. But well, why isn't Chicago offering the same thing to their patients that we're offering? Or so we're not wholly consumed with we want to be the only ones and we want people to come here. Yes, it's great if we're the only ones offering it and we want to offer the services, but we also want to further treatment as a whole for everyone out there and be really a site people can look to and say, oh, they're experts. We want to rely on their resources to open and start these services other places so that our reach becomes more than just Lincoln.
Dive deeper into this. Elevation.com is the place to go. You'll find all about it. And you will be able to hear the past 12 and now this one, the 13th conversation that we've had on Saturday mornings here on KFOR. 8550 Cuthill Circle is the place to go. A phone number is 402-476-6060. Matt, it's been good to get to know you the last dozen or so weeks. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. And Dr. Duffy, thank you for coming in too.
Thank you, Dale.
And thanks everybody for being here on Next Level U.